Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached. Hello, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. If you'd like to be on the air, call 858-769-4936. Press 1.
Okay.
Again, the number is 858-769-4936. Hi, this is your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the norovirus. Is it contagious? How it spread? And what you can do about it to avoid getting that particular virus? Where is it spread? What situations where it's mostly spread at? It's called the norovirus. Again, this is American Health Crisis, and this is your host, Paulette Young. And we'll be joined on the air by Selena Lindsay, Venus Mosley, Dr. Fadumah Adol. Again, the number you'll call in on is 858-769-4936, then press 1. Okay, norovirus is very contagious. It's spread through food and water, some ways you can get it. Or you can be in close proximity to the person and also get it that way, too. Why is it spread in food and water? Normally, it can be contaminated by your poop or your boo-boo or what we call fecal material. That's the scientific name. If you're in close proximity to someone that has the virus, you can also get the virus that way. Some of the symptoms are vomiting, diarrhea, or they may have pain in the abdomen. Common places where people are able to contract the virus are like your cruise ship, maybe like 1%, but you can also get it if you're in an enclosed environment, like your schools. You can also get it from nursing homes and other places like that. The main thing is if there's some fecal material or things like that, or you're in a place where they have poor hygiene, not washing your hands, then you're more susceptible to get that particular virus. So frequent hand washing will help cut out the spread of this virus. Again, this is Paulette Young, your host, and we're talking about norovirus. Some people want to know, what is norovirus? That's a common one. It can last up to like 3 days. Sometimes it can go away on its own. And if it doesn't, you need to go ahead and get medical attention. If it's a small child or infant, it's better to go ahead and get medical attention right away. Or if you're an older person. Old people, definitely. Because you got to remember, young people like children and infants have a weaker immune system. And again, older people, it fits in that category once more. The older you are, your immune system becomes weaker also. So those are some of the reasons why you may need medical attention when something like that occur. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and we're talking about the norovirus and how people come down with it. If you want to speak on the air, all you have to do is call 858-769-4935. and then you'll be on the air. Again, as I had mentioned, norovirus symptoms last 1 to 3 days. And most people do recover completely, even without treatment. However, you do have the group that is not clearing. When you vomit like that, you can end up with dehydration, and then that can cause a chemical imbalance. And that's what you don't want to happen to you. You want to be able to not dehydrate yourself. But if you're constantly losing fluids through vomiting or diarrhea, that's not good at all. So you want to be able to go ahead and get the help you need. Because if you throw your electrolytes off, like say you throw the blood sugar off, that's not good. You can lower your blood sugar, and your body, all your cells need a certain amount of sugar. Not to have that is not good. Or you can throw your potassium levels off. You throw your potassium or calcium or sodium or any of your electrolytes in your body off, it will interfere with heart function, causing another problem. So because of those things, it's important to go ahead and get the necessary help, especially children and infants, and especially older people. Those in between ages, you can get the help you need there also. I mean, you still may need help. Some people don't need any help at all. So keep all of those things in mind. The younger you are, you're more vulnerable to things happening. The older you are, again, you're more vulnerable to things happening. Again, call in 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you'll be on the air right away. We'll be able to bring you in to hear, or you can either make a statement, or if you just want to listen, that's okay too. Again, call 858-769-4936, and then join in the discussion. There are other things that can cause diarrhea and vomiting too. So it's very important that you get a proper diagnosis so that you may not, it could be due to something else. So you want to make sure that whatever it is that's causing the diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, that you're being diagnosed properly. Try not to diagnose yourself, because that's not good. You want to be able to make sure that you have a proper diagnosis. How many of you went to the HIV/AIDS walk that was in Los Angeles? It was a total success, and we want to be able to we want to be able to get the HIV numbers down. Right now, here in the United States, 50% of all new cases is below age 25. And we're at pandemic. Center of Disease Control says 1 in 5. 1 in 5, that number is high. 1 in 5 is never had the test, and it's positive. If that's true, then 60 million people here in the United States are positive. The problem is the testing procedure needs to change. And when that occurs, then we'll be okay. Again, call in 858-769-4936 and press 1. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, good, good. We're talking about that norovirus and the importance of washing your hand with the sanitizer. You remember when we talked about sanitizers? Which one are good and which one aren't? Oh, but I think it would be better to get that poop off your hand before you put it in your food or your water. And I know it's common in restaurants. In fact, it's supposed to be more common in restaurants than it is on that cruise ship. And I know most places that you go to now, not so much the restaurants, but I know like when you go into the grocery store, before you go in there, they have the sanitizing stations. On a cruise ship again, everywhere you go, they have it fixed where you're washing your hands. So what do you think about all this?
Well, I think the disease itself is really a really terrible thing. A lot of people don't really realize all of the different symptoms that you get with this particular disease, and in actuality, some of the things that people might want to do to say not feel the nausea and stomach ache and stuff like that. If you take certain types of things for it, in actuality, it gets worse.
Oh, really?
Yes. Your common sense might tell you that the common things that we take for diarrhea, instead of it getting better, it gets more vital, and it gets to be a worse deal. Some of the stuff that you can take that are common, for instance, you could take some herbs like ginger to help settle your stomach, and actually peppermint to help stop the cramps. That works better. Let's say taking your Pepto-Bismol. So overall, in terms of cleanliness, people really need to consider wash your hands.
Something so simple.
And it's really a cotton picking shame when you find out that in one outbreak that they had at USC, it involved over 100 students. That came down with this particular disease.
That's a lot.
And imagine 100 of them, and obviously different ones that kind of take care of each other, and it's spreading primarily from just that unclean.
Yeah. Or people take for granted when they're changing a baby's diaper. They figure, because you don't see germs, you get them. And the importance of your hand washing technique and prior to changing that diaper, during that change, and after, and washing that infant's hands too, because you may not see that the infant touched something that it shouldn't have touched. Because everyone thinks their eyes are going to be on the situation, and that's not so. Because as quick as they touch something, you might have blinked your eyes, turned your head. And it's just an area you can't take for granted. And infants have come down with the norovirus, which is even more dangerous. Or you have your senior citizen in a nursing home. And they can do some crazy things there when it comes to crap. And if that hand goes in that mouth, there you go, you got it. And then being able to get it, it's also passed if you're in close proximity with someone that has the norovirus, you can get it too. And that's unfortunate, besides just the food or the water. So the key is frequent hand washing. And not the hand washers that have the pesticides in it. The ones with an alcohol base or something like that. Because if you're going to wash your hands with the same thing that I'm using to kill my spiders with, that's not good. Yeah, you might have called that sanitizing because it's got the chemicals, the same chemicals in it that the pesticides have, but then you're also causing another problem. So getting an alcohol-based hand washer is better.
Well, I think also, too, that sometimes, you know, people don't really realize, just what you said, like somebody else that already has the virus, but when somebody, period, is sick, it's just like a Kleenex box. I kind of hate it when, you know, cold season comes around because, you know, you walk into the doctor's office and the first thing the attendant does is hand you the box of Kleenex and somebody that was sick just stuck their hand in there. And one of the things you have to remember is when you have a sick person, then everything that's in there belongs with the sick person. It shouldn't come out of that room until the problem is cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to, you know, use the towel in the bathroom, use all kinds of things. And this particular person is very, very ill because, you know, they have the stomach cramps, they have diarrhea. You know, they're nauseated. And so the byproduct of what's going on with them is something that tends to get all over things. I've seen people kneel down and hold on to the toilet. Well, my God, you're kneeling down and you got your face right there where somebody has diarrhea.
Ew. Yeah, that's true.
And you're touching the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is how this stuff gets transferred quickly. Because, you know, they come out of there, they wash their hands, but this is a type of bacteria that even carries, you know, through the air very quickly, you know, with the byproducts of simply what's going on. You know, it's sort of like having a person that has a cold coughing in your face. You know, you're going to have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're inhaling all of this stuff, and people need to remember with the norovirus, extreme cleanliness, that you don't touch things that the other person has. If they have Kleenex in their bedroom, leave it in there. You know, don't take it out, hand it to other people to wipe their hands with.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's true.
Yeah, and you know, don't take anything away from that environment. You know, you almost have to treat it like you see on the sci-fi pictures. Anything and everything that, you know, around this particular situation is contaminated and can very easily transfer from human being to human being.
Mm-hmm. That's why one of the practices do with small children when they start them off in preschool is after they wash their hands, they train them to take a piece of paper towel to turn the faucet off with, and again to even to open the door to leave the restroom with a piece of paper a paper towel, so that if say when a person came in that bathroom and they touched that area, at least you're not touching it.
Yeah, it does, you know, absolutely no good for you to wash your hands and you're going to go back and you're going to touch a contaminated area, you know, like a door or a handle from the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You just stuck your hands right back in it.
Yep. And then when kids and young adults, especially teenagers, have a habit of eating and drinking behind each other, and that's another way of transferring that virus. I mean, no matter how much you train young people not to do that, you can go on any campus, junior high or high school campus, and there they are sharing their food after one of you bit down on the sandwich or you drank some of the water and the other person wants some too. And that's how you end up with a larger percentage of teenagers coming down with the norovirus just by the practice of eating or drinking behind each other. And then it's transferred, unfortunately.
Go back to what we're saying. When a person is ill, then you have to practice a sterile environment. And it's in your best interest that you, if you don't have a reason to have to be there with that person, then you need to be somewhere else.
That's true. Especially if you know you have it, or you know you're going in an environment with somebody that you know they have, or they haven't been properly diagnosed, but if they're throwing up and got stomach cramps and stuff like that, no, you shouldn't even be in that environment, period, since you can get it through close proximity. Everyone that throw up and vomit don't go to the doctors until after the fact. The other thing is they're losing electrolytes. It throws your electrolytes totally off balance. And you can throw the electrolytes so off balance it can be a worse scenario. And if it remains that way, you become dehydrated and you can die if you don't get that corrected.
Well, I think that's very important, not only with the norovirus, but even with people with common colds when they get sick, and especially the elderly. The main thing is to stay hydrated because they have a tendency of not realizing, you know, that when you're having the sweats, the chills, the fever, and you're having diarrhea, that you're losing your body fluids and your normal hormones that are contained inside of those fluids. And the thing that puts people in the hospital is simply that they have to be there to be hooked up to an IV bottle to be rehydrated. And so it's very important that you do some of the basic things, that you drink plenty of water and you drink still water, that you don't share water. And that you drink plenty of fluids. And generally, especially with the norovirus, it's recommended that you really don't eat anything, because people that have this particular virus, they have problems keeping anything on the stomach. And that's also why it's recommended that you don't take the Pepto-Bismol, because instead of it easing the problem up, it gets worse. That you ginger or some peppermint, and these kinds of things seem to stop the cramp and ease up the situation for you, and continue to drink plenty of water.
Yeah, because if they don't, then you end up with
a
severe problem.
Getting hooked up.
Hi, if anyone want to still call in, you're on American Health Crisis. You would dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1. Selena Lindsay has been on the air. I'm talking, and this is Paulette Young, your host. Selena, tell us about some of the organizations that you head up and some of the projects that you're currently doing.
Yes, well, one of them would be Coley's Outreach, and Coley's Outreach is located in Highland, and they're involved with parolees and people that have problems through the court, and they can be reached at area code 909-358-7391, and the chief executive officer there is Mr. Keith Coley. We work there in trying to acquire places that these people can be at, and I'm sure a lot of people are very much aware of the news and some of the things that happened in San Bernardino, so it's very difficult because, of course, our hearts go out to the police department with their brethren, which they recently lost. However, there are individuals that they have great difficulty in being able to find housing, and that, of course, nobody wants to wake up next door with a felon living next door to them. So one of the outfits that worked very hard with generally citizens that they have paid their respects to during their time, and we try to rehabilitate them so that they fit back into society and give them something else to do. Another great outfit that we work with is called At Ease. At Ease is primarily a veterans organization, and we work hard with retirement of flags, most veterans affairs, animals, which veterans work with in order to rehabilitate them with PTSD and other kinds of things that they have. And the CEO there is Mr. Dinus Marks, and he can be reached at area code 619-403-4751. And we will mention one more, which would be Fresh Starts Ministries, which is headed by Richard Hernandez, and he can be reached at area code 909-630-2662. Fresh Start Ministries is involved primarily with youth and the entire family scenario. They work with various individuals from court with alcohol, drugs. They're located in both Ontario, Upland, and Montclair. There's also a website, which is Fresh Start Mimic. The Mimic part is Fresh Start, MININC.org.
Great. And then the other one was the food bank, sowing seeds. Can you give them information on that?
Yeah, well, you helped my memory.
You have such a vast projects and organization that you either work with or head up. That's
Well, there's an organization out there that does everything. So, and a lot of different ones. They specialize in doing what it is that they do in order to help people out in the community. And, of course, one of the great ones is Sowing Seeds for Life, which CEO there is Vicki Brown, which is located in Laverne, California, and it is primarily a food bank offering various different services. And this particular food bank is currently probably serving pretty close to 10,000 people a month, which gives you an idea that the hunger situation in our communities and in America is rampant. And any of you, those of you that would like to donate, please go to the website. It's very easy, www.sowingseedsforlife.org.
Great. You've been on the air with American Health Crisis. You just heard Selena Lindsay give you not only information on the norovirus, but information on other organizations that may be of assistance to you. Just contact on those numbers that she's given on the broadcast, or you may know someone that needs that information. We will be back on the air next Monday with another hot topic. All you have to do is call in 858-769-4936, and we'll be back on the air again. Thank you. Bye.
Good night, all.